Tim Stout from Stout on Sports is standing by on the Meyer guest line, wanting to get his prediction on Iowa and Michigan and his thoughts on Izzo and Michigan State basketball. How you doing, Timmy?
Good, Bill. Very good. Glad to talk to you. Happy to always to talk to you.
And Tim, by the way, from Stout on Sports, weekday mornings, 10 a.m. on the game, 7:30 a.m., our affiliate in Lansing that carries the huge show on a tape-delayed basis, weeknights at 6 p.m. in Lansing on AM 730. Michigan-Iowa Saturday night, who do you like?
I should ask Chris Ballas, because when you're taped delayed in Lansing, Bill, when I get off the news and drive home at 6:30, it takes me 20 minutes, so I'm always entertained by the huge show. And Ballas is on there as much as you are, but he's good. He's good because he's not a homer. He tells it like it is, pretty much, knowing that Michigan's his audience. And, you know, I'm just saying that because I'm impressed with him as a listener. I'm not an expert. I'm a listener and get all that. I like Michigan, Bill. I think the reason I don't think Michigan's going to have a letdown is this is new territory for this team. If they'd been there before, or if they weren't playing for as much, you know, maybe Ohio State with Shangri-La, but they got a lot to play for. And not only that, it looks attainable to me. I think if they would have played Wisconsin a second time, they certainly could have won, but I don't think it would have been, you know, the ready-made blowout that they had in Madison. And Wisconsin as an underdog might have been, you know, tougher. They'd already played them once. But I just don't see how Iowa's going to score on them. I mean, I think Iowa was very fortunate to get past Nebraska. I think Iowa will play hard. Iowa's pretty good defensively. But Michigan's good. I mean, Michigan has shown that it can do a lot of things well when it is motivated to play. It's been motivated to play all year. They haven't really had much of, you know, weak spots in a very, very long season, 13 weeks for these guys plus this. And because Michigan has not been in Indianapolis, and because that place will be on fire on Saturday night, much of it Michigan-oriented with the Final Four on the line, I mean, man, you don't even need to give them a pep talk. You don't need to say anything to them. They know what's on the line for them. And who knows, Bill, how this is going to end up for them. Because, you know, when you get this far, if things fall into place, it can work for you. Michigan State got to the Final Four 6 years ago with an injured quarterback and Connor Cook against Iowa. They could barely move the ball. They couldn't throw the ball well. But you know what? They figured out a way to will to win to get to the Final Four. They caught up them with against a great Alabama team. But I think Michigan, Bill, can play with anybody. If they play well, they can play with anyone. So they first have to get past Iowa. Then we'll see who they're matched up against from there. And I got them something in the neighborhood of 27-10.
Tim Stout from Stout on Sports and our affiliate, the game, 7:30 a.m. in Lansing, joining us on the Meyer guest line. Quick thoughts on Spartan basketball. I like what Izzo's doing. I like the rotation, the way the players are developing. I think if you're a Michigan State fan right now, you didn't have a lot of expectations. This team might be a little better than we expected.
I agree, Bill, and I think one thing that I've noticed, and look, it's only December 2nd, but the Big Ten's only got a couple of teams in the top 25. But Purdue is number two and could be number one next week because Duke lost to Ohio State. Now, Michigan State does not play at Purdue. They only play one time, and they play in East Lansing. And to your point, I haven't seen anybody in a league yet that automatically Michigan State just won't match up against. Now, look, times change. Guys get injured. Guys step up. Guys move up. I mean, I have to believe Michigan is going to get things turned around a bit. I mean, watching them last night, they looked so lost in the second half. They didn't shoot well, and that really hurt them. I still think Michigan is going to be a factor before this is all said and done. There's too much of the season to go. But, yes, to your point, Michigan State, to me, especially at home, is going to be competitive against anybody. They'll be in the tournament again by hook or by crook. And without Henry, they've got more balance, I think. I don't think they look at just one guy. You know, last night Malik Hall came off the bench, made all his shots, made 15 points. Well, he may not do that in the future, but then maybe it's Gabe Brown, okay? Maybe it's Max Christie. Maybe it's Jade Nakins. They got a lot of guys, I think, that are going to have very bad nights, but they're going to have a lot of guys that will have really good nights. And if they have enough of those guys, depending on who they play, I'm with you. I think they'll have a good season. They'll be in the top part of the Big Ten. And the question is, when they play Purdue in the one game, where will Purdue be? You know one thing, Bill, Breslin Center for that game's just going to be rocking. So, look, it should be an exciting season, and I think Michigan will still be there at the end, too.
Tim Stout, Stout on Sports in the Game, 7:30 a.m. weekdays at 10 a.m. Huge show, tape delayed weeknights in Lansing at 6 p.m. Timmy, we'll talk Monday, look back at the weekend and see where Michigan State is going bowling and if Michigan's in the Final Four.
Absolutely. Enjoy it, Bill. Tell everybody I said hi. Appreciate the time.
All right. Tim Stout joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. Meyer proud to be longtime partners with Michigan State University Athletics.